Sunday, big city, taking a nap. Slow down, it's Sunday. Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap.
Hello and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard's a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages of swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. Coltrane, Ellington, Ella, Basie, and of course Nat Cole and Johnny Hartman, as we hear from each of them every week. After a good few weeks off, I guess about five if I'm doing the math right, I bring you a return to New York Standard. We're going to go all over the jazz and standard spectrum on this, the 84th edition of New York Standard. Let's kick things off with someone who is, as almost all the performers you hear here are, a legend. Yet I barely own any of his catalog, soon to be fixed, of course. Count Basie, live at Newport, 1957. Can you get any better than 1 o'clock jump on New York Standard? Mother Mary, Jesus-a-loo. That is not a 1 o'clock jump, 9 minutes, 26 seconds from the Count Basie at Newport 1957 recording. Fairly early stereo recording, and just loads of fun to listen to. That entire record is tremendous. And we'll walk down the players here. We had Wendell Cully on trumpet, Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Ranald Jones on trumpet, Thad Jones on trumpet, Joe Newman also on trumpet, Henry Coker on trombone, Bill Hughes, Benny Powell on trombone as well, Bill Graham, Marshall Royal on alto sax, tenor sax, one of my favorites, Frank Foster, the man who took over for the Basie Orchestra when the good count went down. And Illinois Jaquette, you heard there on tenor. Lester Young on tenor as well. Everybody, you can call that the kitchen sink number from that set because everybody came out. Frank West, Charlie Folks on baritone, Freddie Green on guitar, Eddie Jones on bass, Joe Jones on drums, and worth noting, we heard two vocal performances. We hear two vocal performances on that album. It is from Little Jimmy Rushing, who's frankly my preferred of the two, and Joe Williams, who's a fabulous singer, but there's something very textured about Little Jimmy Rushing. So I prefer him, a little bit more blues stride kind of guy. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that to kick off the first of many New York Standards. It's been 5 or so weeks since I've done a show, so no better way to kick it off than with something smoking and Count Basie fit the bill. We are moving on to I don't know how better to say it. We've got Sassy Sarah Vaughan live. The record is called Sassy Swings the Tivoli, Sarah Vaughan live in Copenhagen in 1963. What is this thing called love? And just one of those things. Right here on New York Standard.
What is this thing called love? This funny thing called love. Solve this mystery. Why should it make a fool of me? I saw you there one wonderful day. Took my heart, threw it away. That's why I asked the Lord in heaven above, what is this thing called love? Should it make a fool of me? I saw you there one wonderful day. Took my heart, threw it away. That's why it's the Lord in heaven above. What is this thing? It's funny, funny thing. What is this thing? Just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then ring. Just one of those things. Just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights. Trip to the moon, got summer wings. One of those things, if we thought a bit of the end of it, how we started painting the town. Been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. Goodbye, dear, and amen. He is hoping we meet now and then. Great fun, just one of those things. It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now. To the moon, got some wings. One of those things, if we thought a bit of the end of it, how we started painting the town. Been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. Goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's
that one's billed as it says, Sassy Swings the Tivoli, Tivoli Gardens in Copenhagen, 1963. That is Sarah Vaughan live. Great, great little number, set of numbers we heard. What is this thing called love? And just one of those things. I felt like they were related, those two songs. Anyway, moving on. Ahmad Jamal, put another nickel in the Nickelodeon music. Music, music. This is actually from a compilation. This is a live recording of Ahmad Jamal. It showed up on the compilation for The Bridges of Madison County. I think this was the second or third soundtrack album that came out sort of on the heels of Madison County, called Remembering Madison County. All of those albums are nice. Clint does a great job with the music. So enjoy this. This is Ahmad Jamal, Put Another Nickel In, on New York Standard.
Thank you. There's a burlesque theater where the gang loves to go to see Queenie, the cutie of the burlesque show. And the thrill of the evening is when out Queenie skips and the band plays a polka while she strips. Take it off, cries a voice from the rear. Take it off, soon it's all you can hear. But she's always a lady, even in pantomime. So she stops, and always just in time. She's as fresh and as wholesome as the flowers in May, and she hopes to retire to the farm someday. But you can't buy a farm until you're up in the chips. So the band plays the polka while she strips. Take it off, all the customers shout. Down in front, while the band beats it out. But she's always a lady, even in pantomime. So she stops. And always just in time. Queenie, queen of them all. Queenie, someday you'll fall. Someday church bells will chime in strip all the time. She hates corny waltzes and she hates the gavotte. And there's one big advantage if the music is hot. It's the fast-moving exit just in case something rips. So the band plays the polka while she strips. Drop around, take it in. It's the best in the West. Take it off, take it off, take it off, take it off. Yeah, like the rest. Take her out when it's over. She's a peach when she's dressed. But she stops. And always just in time. Queenie, 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 queen of them all. Queenie, someday you'll fall. Ouch! Someday the church bells, the old church bells will chime in strip polka time.
That is the Andrews Sisters with Strip Polka. Yes, strip polka, as in polka, not poker. Anyway, that is a sort of a novelty tune that was made famous by the Andrews Sisters, but was written by Johnny Mercer, the inimitable Johnny Mercer. Well, we are moving on. I've got a trio of songs. It's the same song, different artist. We've got a singer, an instrumentalist, and then a singer. This is Ann Hampton Calloway with Nice Work If You Can Get It on New York Standard.
Holding hands at midnight, 'neath a starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one guy, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Well, just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Thank you. cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
At midnight, 'neath the starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can. get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Nice work if you can get it. Nice work if you can get it. The man who only lives for making money lives a life that isn't necessarily sunny. Likewise, the man who works for fame, there's no guarantee that time won't erase his name. The only work that really brings enjoyment is the kind that is for girl and boy meant. Fall in love, you won't regret it. That's the best kind of work if you can get it. Holding hands at midnight, neath the starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it. Nice work if you can get it. And if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Nice work if you can get it. And won't you tell me how? That is the one and only Gershwin Brothers great song. It went on to that song I've probably heard sung by at least 25, 30 singers, maybe even more. Just looking in my own library as I was planning this show, I think, I'll do this live. Why not? Live, yeah, nice work if I have that song by 15 different versions of that song by about 11 different artists. Ann Hampton Calloway, who you heard in there, Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald four times, Billie Holiday twice, two different versions there, Mel Torme, who we heard there with the Marty Paich Dectet, and in the middle we heard Thelonious Monk, who rounds out the 10 or 11 different, about 15 different versions of that song. And if I were to root around, I could probably find 100 different versions of that song by 100 different artists. That right there, actually, it really, really critical here. That is what we do here. We play amazing music that people will do in their own vein, in their own interpretation. And it's those standards that are worth bringing to you. So whether it is Ann Hampton Calloway or Thelonious Monk or Mel Torme, they're all worthy of a listen. So I hope you enjoyed that little set. We are getting ready to go into another set of lovely music. This is a friend of mine who's a fan of the show. She said to me a couple of months ago, she said, "I'm convinced that you have a crush on Mandy Patinkin." Now, Crush is probably way too strong of a word, but the reality is I have tremendous respect for the guy. The very first musical that I remember seeing was Evita as a child, and I saw him in it. I was probably 6 or 7 years old, and that's how you become a fan. It just sticks with you, and then the cast recording of Evita, and then Sunday in the Park with George and Secret Garden, all of these shows that I saw him in over the years just sort of stuck with me. And I was an early convert to his quote-unquote solo stuff. A couple of records. Actually, he's probably made about 10 records now, or maybe less, plus or minus than there. But those first couple are particularly special for me. His self-titled album, and then the follow-up to that is called Dress Casual. And I particularly like those first 2-3 records. And so I'm going to play some of that for you right now. It's a medley of Mandy Patinkin. It is the Hollywood medley from Dress Casual. It includes an intro, a sort of a bob and weave of stuff. Stepping out, Shine on Your Shoes, It Only Happens When I Dance With You, that international rag, I've Got Them Feeling Too Good Today Blues, Let Yourself Go. And I'm going to close that with As Time Goes By, and that's going to kick off another segment for us. But first, the Hollywood medley from Mandy Patinkin. Only here on New York Standard.
When you feel as low as the bottom of a well and can't get out of the mood, do something to pick yourself up and change your attitude. Give a tug to your tie, put a crease in your pants, but if you really want to feel fine, give your shoes a shine that you get in the barber shop while the barber's gonna zig, zig, zig with his strap. That shine that you get on the Pullman car, going chugga 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 chugga, going far away. That shine that you get on the ferry boat while the water's going wishy washy wishy washy wishy washy. But it doesn't matter where you get it, it'll do a lot of good if you let it. A little bit of polish will polish what's bothering you. With my baby can't go wrong, cause I'm in right. It's for sure not for maybe that I'm all dressed up tonight. Stepping out with my honey can be bad to feel so good. Never felt quite so sunny, and I keep on knocking wood. If I seem to scintillate, it's because I've got a date. A date with a package of the good things that come with love. You don't have to ask me, I won't waste your time. But if you should ask me why I feel sublime, smooth sailing cause I'm trimming my sails, and my top hat and my white tie and my tail. Yeah, stepping out with my baby can go wrong cause I'm in right. Ask me when will the day be? Don't you be a good for nothing, never amount to nothing, hanging round the corners. Can't you see you never will be getting anywhere? If you want to get employment, tidy up your faces and amount to something. Those big men who got up there all declare. When there's a shine on your shoes, there's a melody in your heart, with a singable happy feeling, a wonderful way to start to face the world every day, with a deedle-dum-dee-da-da, a little melody that is making the worry in the world go by. When you walk down the street with a happy-go-lucky beat, you'll find a lot in what I'm repeating. When there's a shine on your shoes, there's a melody in your heart. What a wonderful way to start the... It only happens when I dance with you. A trip to heaven till the dance is through. With no one else, it happens from quite so near. Why does it happen, dear, only with you? Two cheeks together can be so divine, but only when those cheeks are yours and mine. I've danced with thousands of others the whole night through, but the thrill that comes with spring, when anything could happen... What did you do, America? There after you, America. You got excited and you started something. Nations jumping all around. You got a lot to answer for. They lay the blame right at your door. The world is ragtime crazy from shore to shore. That was 1913. Still today, each European throw up their shoulders to that raggedy melody full of originality. All Harrys, Dixon, commies, and nowadays even commies will dance around to the sound of the international rag. Oh, I'm feeling too good today. I'm feeling the way I shouldn't. I'm feeling too good today. If I had my way, I wouldn't. I'm feeling too cheerful. Quick, slip me an ear full of bad news. I'm feeling too good today. I got them feeling too good today. Blues. I'm feeling no pain today. I cannot seem to fret or worry. I wish it would rain today. I wish it would in that hurry. Cause when I'm unhappy, I'm a tippy-toe-tappy in my shoes. I'm feeling too good today. I got the feeling too good today. Blues. Listen to the band, don't you get a bubble? When you listen to them play, don't you get a glow? If you step out on the floor, you'll forget your trouble. If you go into your dance, you'll forget your woe. So, come get together, let the dance floor feel your leather. Step as lightly as a feather, let yourself go. Come hit the timber, loosen up and start to limber. Can't you hear that hot marimba? Let yourself go. Come on, let yourself go. Relax and let yourself go. Relax, you've got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold, but the music's hot.
Mandy Patinkin. That is the Hollywood medley from Dress Casual. That is Stepping Out With My Baby, A Shine On Your Shoes. It Only Happens When I Dance With You, that international rag. I've Got Them Feeling Too Good Today Blues, and Let Yourself Go. That is one of my favorite little medleys that he used to do those on those records. And frankly, I've sort of lost track of his albums. Probably fell off the radar for me a little bit, maybe about 10, 12 years ago. Certainly keep up with him. Occasionally I'll see him in this show, that show, on his own. But that's been a while now that I think of it. So hope you enjoyed that. We're going to hear from a little bit more of Mandy here later. But we are going to start a ballad segment. Just before we left, I did an entire show. For those uninitiated, my wife and I were in Ireland for 3 weeks up until about a week ago. So we got back on the 3rd of October. And just such an amazing trip. And if we're otherwise connected in the online world, then you know and you saw in the photos and the whole thing. So don't necessarily need to bore you with the details there. But we are going to have a little special music later related to that trip. But just before we left, I did a whole show dedicated to ballads, and simply because it has been a kind of a rough year for deaths, celebrity deaths, and friends of friends, and friends and family, and just, you know, it's been kind of a funny year in that sense. And so I wanted to pay homage to those who had passed this year, either close or not so close to myself or your life. And I know a lot of people have sort of been down, and so I wanted to do that. And just kind of under the heading of continuing a little snippet of that, I wanted to spend about a half an hour or so on just some tremendous ballads. And we are going to kick off with one of my favorites. This is Ellington and Coltrane, In a Sentimental Mood. This is from the Ellington and Coltrane album. This particular set of music is hats off to a dear friend of ours who we found out just the day before we left for Ireland that he had passed, a gentleman by the name of Edward Schmall. And Ed was a friend we had known about 4 years. We met him 4 years ago, and he was a presence. I don't know how else to explain it. It's just a real presence in our lives for the last 4 years. Just a font of great stories, a tried and true New Yorker. Was born in Brooklyn, raised his family out on Long Island, and then after a series of situations and things, ended up moving into the city. Probably bought in his apartment in the late 80s, early 90s. He used to live just right north of Madison Square Park, right across the street from the old Flatiron building. And, you know, I just have to say that Ed's story is of particular import for the fact that he lost the love of his life, not technically, but somewhat technically, his second wife, on 9/11. And in assembling this show, I wanted to make sure that I called him out in particular. I know he's not listening. I don't believe in heaven or hell or anything in between. I believe that when we go, and that's it. But I know that Ed would have appreciated this set of music, and I hope you do as well. It's about an hour, half an hour to an hour's worth of tremendous ballads. So enjoy this. Let these soak over you. Let these sink in. In a Sentimental Mood is kicking us off. Duke Ellington, John Coltrane, right here on New York Standard.
Thank you. love, no heart so true. There is no greater thrill than what you bring to me. No sweeter song than what you sing to me. You're the sweetest thing I have ever known, and to think that you are mine alone. There is no greater love in all the world, it's true. No greater love than what I feel for you. I have ever known, and to think that you are mine alone. There is no greater love in all the world, it's true. Than what I feel for you.
If they asked me, about the way you walk and whisper and look, I could write a purpose on how we met, then the world would never forget. And the simple secret of the plot is just to tell them that I love you a lot, and the world discovers when my book is how to make two lovers. Tell them that I love you a lot, and the world discovers when my book is how to make two lovers our friends, how to make two lovers our friends.
Who can leave love or take it? Love to them is just what they make it. I wish that I were the same, but love is my favorite game. I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past, and yet I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. My heart should be school, 'cause I've been fooled in the past, and still I fall in love too easily. Thank you.
my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grows tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I warn my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa, come to Papa do. My sweet embraceable you. Thank you.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If a tinker were my trade, would you still find me carrying the pots I made, following behind me? Save my love through loneliness, save my love for sorrow. I've given you my onlyness, come and give me your tomorrow. If I worked my hands in wood, would you still love me? Answer me, babe, yes I would, I'll put you above me. If I were a miller at a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your color box, your soft shoes shining? If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? Would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
this day and age we're living in gives cause for apprehension. With speed and new invention and words like third dimension, yet we get a trifle weary with Mr. Einstein's theory. So we must get down to earth at times, relax, relieve the tension. No matter what the progress or what may yet be proved, the simple facts of life are such they cannot be removed. You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. Still the same old story. A fight for love and glory. A case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Every time we say to minor.
set of ballads, the last half hour or so, is dedicated to Ed Schmall. Ed may have been slight of stature, but that's about the only thing that was little about him. Had a really, really warm heart. He was a great, great friend the last few years to us, and in particular to my wife. At a trying time in both of our lives. And he had every reason to be disgruntled and upset and bitter, but he wasn't at all, as I mentioned before I went into that stretch of ballads. Ed lost the love of his life on September 11th. And so many who went down that path, went down a path of anger and frustration and bitterness. And I'm not saying that he wasn't angry. We met him several years after the fact. And in fact, my wife and I and our dear friend Marie, the four of us had become a bit of a hell of a pair, if you can say that, between us and them. And though they were not involved at all and together, they were involved with us, but not together. And we spent the 10th anniversary of 9/11 with Ed to be with him. We decided to have dinner with him, and he showed up at dinner that night with Donna's passport and some photos and a few other items of hers to sort of review with us and speak to us about. And Ed was a one of a kind. You don't have those kinds of guys like him anymore. But he was also a fiery son of a bitch, too. He was a really great guy. And the impact that he had on my life, the impact that he had on my wife's life and our friend Marie's life, cannot be measured in words or metaphors, strictly in actions. And we found out that he passed away several months ago. We didn't have any, we still have no relationship with his family. Ed passed away at around the age of 82, and his family lives all over the country, and here was this 80-some-year-old man living on Broadway and 22nd Street, right across from the bloody Flatiron building. And he was just a pistol in his own right, you know, for a guy his age. He was still dating. He was still playing the field. anyway, we miss him very, very much. Very, very much. And if you have anyone in your life that's like Ed is or was to us and to me and to my wife and our friend Marie, reach out to them, find out how they're doing, see what they're up to, check in on them. It means the world to them, and certainly indeed means a fair amount to you yourself. Well, we are turning the tide a little bit. Let's pick it up. Ed wouldn't want all of this sullenness, so I won't leave it there. We are going to progress and move forward. And actually, before I do that, let me tell you who the hell I just played for the last half hour. We started off that ballad set with Duke Ellington and John Coltrane in A Sentimental Mood. And then we heard from Billie Holiday, There Is No Greater Love. Betty Carter and Ray Bryant brought us I Could Write a Book, one of my favorites. Like Someone in Love from Bill Evans. I Fall in Love Too Easily, which very much describes Ed Schmall. Memories of You, which just is memories of Ed, Clifford Brown. Ed had a particular affection for my wife, and so I wanted to play Portrait of Jenny, also by Clifford Brown, from the same With Strings record. Nat Cole brought us Embraceable You. We heard Coleman Hawkins' signature song, Body and Soul. One of my favorite ballads of all time, it's a little guy, Bobby Darin, doing Tim Hardin's If I Were a Carpenter. I've loved that song since I was a little kid. The guitar strains have always just struck me. Duke Ellington's Warm Valley from Money Jungle. That record actually reminds me of Ed and walking through Madison Square Park just north of where he lived. And then we heard Mandy Patinkin, As Time Goes By, and Annie Lennox, Every Time We Say Goodbye. And I remember where I was when I saw Ed the last time. We put him on a bus, on the Lexington Avenue bus, heading downtown. It was the middle of the god-awful February that we had this past year. And he had plans, we had plans, we never reconnected thereafter. And then a few months later, he passed away. It looks like it was sometime in June. And then shortly thereafter, I guess about 6 weeks after that, we found out that he had passed. And so Ed Schmall, that one's for you, that last set of ballads. A lot of the rest of my life is going to be for you, sir. Let me give you that. Well, we are moving on. Ed wouldn't want us to stay here in a somber mood. So Sidney Bechet from the Victor Sessions is no better way to get us out of this blues with the 12th Street Rag right here on New York Standard. Thank you.
And I want to do one of our favorite tunes for you. It's called Jump the Blues.
Sonny Rollins, Blues Note. That is from Volume 1. Volume 1 and 2 were both great records. Great, great records. Before that, we heard Charlie Parker live, Jump the Blues. And before that, we heard Miles Davis, Boplicity. And we started off that Kick in the Pants set with Sidney Bechet, 12th Street Rag. Well, up next is a special little duo of songs. It's actually the same song played twice. We're going to start off with the slower version, and we're going to end with the faster version. This is Mingus doing, I'm going to screw up the pronunciation on this, Ora Decubitus, and followed by E's Flat and I's Flat 2. Same song, different tempo. Enjoy this. This is a nice little segment right here. Thank you. E's flat and I's flat two times two. That's Charles Mingus. And that's sort of a misnomer, a slightly different tempo on Ora Decubitus over there. From Mingus. And Blues and Roots from the second performance there. Hope you enjoyed that. It's an interesting take to hear the interplay between the differences between those two versions, aside from the solos and whatnot, but to basically hear the same intro, slightly different tempo, actually more than slightly different tempo, and much more aggressive on the Blues and Roots record. Anyway, we are moving on. I can't think of a better way to move on than with Louis Armstrong. I Can't Give You Anything But Love. This is from the Hot Fives and Sevens on New York Standard.
Home. that's my style. How'd you do me? Watch me smile. Fare thee well, me. After a while, 'cause I got a road, and any place I hang my hat is home. Sweetening water, cherry wine, thank you kindly, feeling fine. Kansas City, Caroline, that's my honeycomb. 'Cause any place I hang my hat is home. Birds roosting in the trees pick up and go, and the going proves that's how it ought to be. I pick up too when the spirit moves me. Cross the river, round the bend, howdy stranger, so long friend. There's a voice in the lonesome wind that keeps whispering, oh, I'm going where a welcome mat is, no matter where that is, 'cause any place I hang my hat is home.
Helen Merrill. I love Helen Merrill. That is from the Dream of You record. I love that. I love her. I love her voice, especially that era. She was, I don't know, just something special about her. And before that, we heard I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Louis Armstrong from the Hot Fives and Sevens. Well, since we have been out of town for a while, I decided to bring you a little bit of a New York City set of sorts. This next set is a little bit of Dinah Washington, a little bit of Mel Torme, and we're going to close out that bit of the set with Tony Bennett. So lay back, enjoy. Here is Dinah Washington doing Manhattan on New York Standard.
We'll take Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. Well, it's very fancy on Old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so. When balmy breezes blow to and fro, and tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big cities, a wondrous toy, just made for all girls and boys. Kiss we stole, soul to soul, and for some high fare, we'll go to my fair lady say. We'll hope it closes.
Time to end my lonely holiday and bid the country a hasty farewell. So on this gray and melancholy day, I'll move to a Manhattan hotel. I'll dispose of my rose-colored chattels and prepare for my share of adventures and battles. Here on the 27th floor, looking down on the city, I hate and autumn in New York. Why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York. It spells the thrill of first nighting. glittering crowds and shimmering clouds in canyons of steel. They're making me feel I'm home. Autumn in New York, it brings the promise of new love. Is often mingled with pain. Lovers who bless the dark on benches in Central Park. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again.
Skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy, it's not your style. You'll look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook, stick out that noble chin. Wipe off that full of doubt look, slap on a happy grin. And spread sunshine all over the place, and put on a happy face. Skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. And if you're feeling cross and vinegarish, don't sit and whine. Think of banana splits and licorice, and you'll feel fine. I knew a girl so gloomy, she'd never laugh or sing. She wouldn't listen to me, now she's a mean old thing. So spread sunshine all over the place, and put on a happy face. Come on, Bubby, smile, it's your birthday.
Come on, Bubby, smile, it's your birthday. I love that. Tony Bennett, put on a happy face. And before that, we heard Mel Torme, Autumn in New York, from Mel Sings Songs of New York. So yeah, we heard three Mel Torme today. The opening song, as usual, from the same record, Songs of New York. And then we also heard Mr. Torme and the Marty Paich Dectet in the mix as well, singing Nice Work If You Can Get It. And, of course, we also just heard Autumn in New York. And we started off that set with Manhattan by Dinah Washington. Well, we are at the end of today's show. I have two more songs to bring you, and we'll close out with those. Again, I thank you for listening. This is a thrill for me to do. One of the few things I was looking forward to when we were in Ireland was coming back to do this show. Not that I don't love living here, and not that I don't love what I do and with whom and blah, 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 all of that. But we just had such a wonderful trip, and I can't think of a better way to commemorate that trip than with closing with some Irish tunes for you. This is actually a set of songs from a couple of performers that, you know, I just discovered one because we saw the two of these lads play in Dingle, and then the other guy has been someone who's been on my radar for a very long time. The first is it's a jig. The songs are The Basket of Turf, Old Man Dylan, and The Geese on the Bog. That is Jeremy Spencer and Sean Leahy, and that is from a record entitled Entanglement. And we're going to close with my favorite, really is my favorite Irish song of all time. It's an original by a gentleman by the name of Davy Spillane, or if you're in Ireland, they would say Spillane. This is and it's from his Sea of Dreams record. Mr. Spillane, to my taste, is the best Ilan Piper I've ever heard. There are others, there are many, many others, and in fact, that was one of the real refreshing things about our trip, was that we heard the Ilan Pipe a good handful of times played live, and that's never a bad thing. I love the Ilan Pipe, the density of it, the thickness of it compared to many other instruments. It's my second favorite instrument in the world, behind the cello. So up first is a handful of jigs. The Basket of Turf, Old Man Dylan, and The Geese on the Bog. And we're going to close with Midnight Walker by Davy Spillane. And that's from the Sea of Dreams. Really enjoyed bringing this show to you again this week after such a long hiatus. So thank you for tuning in. Again, a magical hat tip to our friend and dearly departed Ed Schmall for being who he was to us in all ways. And Midnight Walker, I'll send that out to you as well, Ed. Thanks for listening. My name is Andre Archambault, and this has been New York Standard. Enjoy these couple of Irish tunes for you. Good night.